me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
You like them big hairy balls, don't you?
Baby.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Don't touch that dial.
Yeah. What's poppin'? Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, midnight East Coast motherfuckers. It's Nestorius Public Radio. You know what I'm saying? Kicking one of the last two shows on Skid Row Studios.
Don't say that. You're going to make me cry.
No. It's one of the last. This is the penultimate.
They got rid of the file cabinet. There's no more file cabinet.
There's no more dildos in there. Nothing. This is the penultimate show that's going to be recorded live here on 646 South Olive Street, which is Skid Row Studios, the actual physical Skid Row Studios
Don't
location.
Be giving away our address, motherfucker.
It doesn't matter.
We don't want to get any stalkers coming around.
No, that's my man, Sal Rodriguez. What's up?
Hello. I'm excited to be here. I'm actually kind of nervous. I'm very excited about today's show. We have some awesome guests on today's show, but it makes me kind of nervous.
Does it?
Yeah, because you know what? I have a lot of... I want it to be great. I want it to be good. I want to be good. I want them to be good. I want
everyone
to be
awesome. You were nervous when we were on the way up.
Well, not to mention the way that you drive. Nestor drives like a fucking maniac.
I'm from New York, motherfucker. If you don't know how to drive and you don't know what the fuck you're doing on the road, stay home. That's all. Go to Trader Joe's, get some almond butter, you know, spread some fucking cashew juice on your ass. Do something, just don't be on the road. That's my philosophy.
You know, you mentioned Trader Joe's. Whenever I'm in Trader Joe's, I'm always embarrassed to ask for something because I only have five aisles.
Right.
I'll be like, oh, you know, can I, where's the almond butter?
Yeah.
You're like, we got five aisles, you stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, but you know what the good thing about Trader Joe's that I can't say about Ralph's per se or any of the other supermarkets is when you go to Trader Joe's, for the most part, every single aisle is set up the same way. So you'll find the cereal and you'll find the nuts and whatever.
You're saying different locations, it's all the same?
It's all the same. The frozen food section is in the middle. It's pretty much all the same. It's really? The setup is pretty much the same.
So you're telling me that you can go to any Trader Joe's in the nation and you know where the almond butter is?
I'm telling you that in Los Angeles, I don't know about the fucking nation, I'm talking about Los Angeles, that for the most part, every aisle seems to me the same, okay? But I could be wrong, all right?
How many different, do they have Trader Joe's in New York? Because you're bi-coastal.
Actually, Trader Joe's originated in Massachusetts, just so you know. It's not a California thing.
Yes.
So the answer to your question is yes, there are Trader Joe's in New York, and I do not go to them because it's ridiculous. If you ever go to New York and you ever go to Trader Joe's, first of all, there's way too many fucking people in New York for Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is for a nice small town. You go in there, you get some strawberries, you get some frozen fucking bananas or something, and you keep it moving. In New York, it's like you feel like you just got out of the train and you're going to go right back into another train.
Is the Trader Joe's parking lot just as fucked up on the East Coast as it is
here? There is no Trader Joe's parking lot, motherfucker. In New York, people walk. They don't drive.
No Trader Joe's parking lot?
Correct. I don't park.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I don't park in the Trader Joe's parking lot in L.A. I don't park in any parking lot in L.A.
What do you do? Where do you park?
I park as far as possible as I can on the street, and then I walk, because people are fucking retarded in parking lots.
That's true.
And people, what I don't understand about people is that they'll do anything to avoid walking. Like, there could be, like negative 3 inches on either side, and a motherfucker will fit their SUV in there.
Sure.
It's like, I don't understand.
It's like the compact signs. Nobody pays any attention to the sign that says compact. Nobody gives a shit about compact.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But y'all, before we move on, can I just say this? I just got in.
Go ahead and say it, because I'm anxious to move on to our guests.
Okay. I just got in from New York, right, last night, and I was on the plane, and I was watching some shit on TV, and I saw this commercial, right? They got these commercials, like anti-smoking campaign, and I thought they were fucking funny, right? Yeah. If I may, I'm just going to play this one. They have these...
You're going to play an anti-smoking commercial?
It's just a small one. It's about 2 minutes, real quick.
2 minutes?
Yeah, 2 minutes, 1 minute, something like that. Believe me, it's fast. It's really fast. It's actually not 2 minutes.
Right,
it's about
ahead.
A minute.
Go ahead.
So
let me
just say, it's a campaign called Big Tobacco Be Like. And so they have these.
I love urban talk.
You know, so they have these Vine stars, whatever the fuck that means.
Hey, if they're making money, I'll be any fucking star if you're going to pay me.
Now they're not YouTube stars. now they're not Vimeo, they're Vine. Sure. Next thing you know, they're going to be cobweb stars, fucking G-string stars. I mean, it's like it never ends. It's like you haven't accomplished a fucking thing in life, but yet you're a star. Your body of work is like, you know.
Play the damn commercial.
All right, here we go. It's like, this was called Big Tobacco Be Like
I love that title.
Strawberry flavored in quotations. And let me just preface this. There's a big, you know, there's a black dude, and basically, it's the setup is, you know, I hate blah, 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 blah. And then Big Tobacco be like, you're going to get fucked by Big Tobacco. Anyway,
okay, go ahead.
Cigarillo smokers be like, it's strawberry flavored, bro. Strawberries never. Big Tobacco be like,
All right. So basically, when he goes, strawberry flavor never hurt nobody, and a big strawberry tackles him. It's hilarious. And then when he goes, Big Tobacco be like, it becomes this like big sea of money, and they're jumping up and down.
Was that a 6-second Vine?
It's called Truth. Hashtag Big Tobacco be like.
Okay, because Vine does prove that anybody can be funny for 6 seconds. I support that democracy.
Okay, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just think that our show is about awareness today. I'm thinking,
is it about awareness? I didn't think about what it was.
Our show today is about awareness. In my opinion, it's about, you know, we were driving on the way down, and we're having a conversation about transgendered issues within the judicial system,
sure.
and you know, this, that, and the other. And I'm very opinionated about shit, and yes. So Sal's getting all like, I don't know, we should talk about that, man. Yeah. And so we're talking
I'm
about.
I'm gonna have a fun show. I don't want to be all
No, we're gonna have a fun show. So, but today's show is gonna be about, or tonight's show is gonna be about awareness. It's about, you know, how many transgendered friends do you have?
Well, I guess at this point, hopefully after tonight, too.
No. Aside from
new people?
Taking our guests out tonight, how many transgendered friends do you have?
Okay, guys who like to sleep with transgendered people don't count,
right?
Fuck
off. I have more transgendered friends than you, okay?
Okay, so
why don't you introduce... The point is that there's no point. Introduce.
All right. Well, our guests tonight can tell us what the show's about, because they are essentially the theme. They're going to talk about their relationship as a couple, and how, as I call, the evolution of their relationship is occurring. Not only are they very funny comedians, I've had the pleasure of seeing them perform in Long Beach at a show only about a month ago. I had a really great time. So very funny comedians, both on stage and on Facebook, as my friends. And what I think is very interesting about them is not only that they're a couple, not only that they're a couple of funny comedians, but their lives have, I kind of seen them over the last year or so on Facebook. I know that they were a couple, Kate, Gary, Robin, Robert Tran, but now it's Kate, Gary, and Robin Tran. So there's been a change and a shift, and I found that very interesting, how they are effectively moving together and forward as a couple together. And, you know, taking on whatever adversities society may throw at them. So I'm very happy to introduce our guests for tonight, Kate, Gary, and Robin Tran.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I'm Kate, Gary.
I'm Robin Tran. There's no adversity. This is so easy. No. Of course not.
Awareness. Isn't it breast cancer awareness?
Well, it's a lot of awareness.
I mean, G. Coleman's going to be happy if we're stepping
well,
out
maybe
of
maybe awareness is, was such a, like a... sterile fucking approach to it, but I mean, it's enlightenment, right? Let's say it. I mean, it is enlightenment. I mean, you know, you guys, for instance, okay, you're a woman, mm-hmm. Kate, Robin,
yes,
you were born a man.
I guess if that's the way you want to say it.
Robin is a woman. What we say is I'm a cisgender woman, which means that how I was born is how I identify. I have like the female body parts and I was
born. CIS.
Cisgender.
That's the word.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So for a retard like me, okay, which I'm going to represent most of America, okay, I'm going to take that voice. All right. You're a female. You were born, generally speaking, a woman, right?
I have the vagina.
And you were born, generally speaking, a man. You were born with a penis. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, the way that I guess it works is biological sex is like penis means boy and vagina means girl. But gender is a very broad spectrum. So like.
Got it.
I don't know. I never felt like a man. I guess for... You know, the purposes of clarity, you know, that would work. But I don't like to say born a man. I just think it's I guess, kind of pretended to be one for a long time is what it feels like.
And that's one thing I definitely wanted to talk about is I wanted to ask you, like, the concept of, and this is to educate me too, the concept of, like, I didn't feel like a man. Like, what does that mean exactly? Because I'm a man and I don't feel like a man.
Well, I didn't know what the terms were, and I just mean, when I was very young, like, 3 or 4 years old, I just really wanted to play with dolls and wear dresses and pink and everything. I never felt like I wanted to do any of the guy stuff. I always identified with women that I saw on TV, and I wanted to be like them. Mm. And I thought, well, you know, I knew enough where I was like, wait, does that mean I'm gay? But then I didn't like guys. Mm. And I was like, well, man, I wish I could be a lesbian. That's what I kept thinking when I was a kid. I just want to be a lesbian.
Yeah.
You know, I only watch lesbian porn. I like jewelry. I like makeup, you know, and it's like, God, this sucks, you know. And yeah, I just tried to be a guy for a really long time. And it was like, I almost killed myself just trying. It was really hard. Like in 2010, I bought like UFC gloves and grew out my beard and mustache and was like, I'm going to watch football every Sunday and order the pizza HUD $10 box.
I'm going to stab a troll in the neck.
Yeah. And then every fourth quarter, I would just start crying like, oh, I don't love this. I just want to love this so bad. I just want to love this.
And I don't love that shit either.
Well, yeah, I know.
I hate stereotypes.
But that's like the stereotypes of like, see, it doesn't have to do so much with society. Like society says men do this and women do that. And men should look like this and women should look like that.
Let me just go back to what I said. It's about learning because most people don't know. I mean, just a simple fact, right, that I asked you, you were born this and you were born that. It's not that simple. It's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you guys have an open mind about it. And I think that's great. We're really glad. That's why we're here. We do. I guess it is awareness.
In a way. I mean, everything that Robin is saying, I'm completely aware of. You know, I don't know the specifics of how, you know, you felt growing up or you felt, Robin, growing up.
Yeah.
But I've known at least 3 or 4 transgendered individuals, right?
Mm-hmm. One guy you were telling me about a few weeks ago, a friend from AA.
A friend of mine, yeah.
Oh, I just broke his anime.
No, it's
Say his first and last name on the air.
No, I'm not gonna say his name.
James S.
Her name. So I met him, and you know, he's trying to get sober, and you know, he's sober for a while, and you know, you can see there's a certain sadness about him still, you know? And, you know, I wanted to know a little bit more about him, blah, blah. And he put it this way. I'm a member of a group, per se. And at the time, I was the head of a steering committee. So he contacted me and he said that he wanted to come out to the group and let everybody know that he wanted to be called a different name.
Yeah, a female name.
Yeah. And I was like, absolutely. I think you should do that. I think that, you know, you should be who you are. I think that, you know, trying to be sober is about trying to find out who you are, and whoever you are, that's who you should be. And I support you, and everybody in the group is going to support you. And if they don't, you know, that's their shit.
Yeah.
But you should, you know, having had a spiritual awakening or spiritual growth on anything in life is about finding who you are. And it has nothing to do with necessarily gender or whatever, who you are. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Now that you mention it, the second I realized that I was a woman in February was like 3 days after I got clean. You know, I wasn't doing a lot of drugs, but I was smoking a lot, like a lot of pot, like a lot. And I was, you know,
Watch it now.
You know, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, I was like, I need to get some help. I need to take antidepressants, which means I need to stop smoking weed. And I became really happy. And in that clarity in my head, I just realized it. It clicked one day. And it was like, oh, my whole life makes sense now. And it was the closest to like a religious experience. Because I'm not a religious person, but that's still the best way I could describe it was like this. Okay, everything makes sense now. Like everything, my body shivered and I cried for like half an hour.
Mm-hmm. And were you and Kate dating at the time?
Yeah.
We were. We've been together for about 2 years.
So let's bring this up to speed. So you guys were dating for 2 years where you had, and then you had this epiphany.
Yeah. I mean, I was always feminine in the relationship. So.
Yeah, I kind of saw it coming. I kind of called it. I don't like to tell
But he'd never talked about it. The first 2 years, he never talked about it?
You didn't know this
leading up to it?
For the first year, we didn't talk about it at all. And then for the next year, transgender issues started to be in the media. We would talk about it. And Robin always seemed intensely engaged with it. And so I would probe her feelings a bit more about it, but it was a very sensitive subject.
I would get so mad and I would get so transphobic, you know, and it's weird because like I'm a very open-minded person, and Kate would talk about transgender issues and I'm like, I'm not going to call anybody by what they want to be called. I was so stubborn. I was, I didn't understand why. And I remember one.
I couldn't imagine you being that.
Yeah, but one day when I was, I don't know if Kate remembers, she probably remembers this. One day in the middle of my yelling, I just went, you know, in another life, I probably could have been a woman. I feel like a woman, but you don't see me telling people to call me a woman. And she goes, are you transgender? And I'm like, how dare you? How dare you ask me that? And I basically told her I was, and I just, I didn't want to accept it because it's very scary to admit it to yourself.
So was Kate the first person you ever told them?
Yeah, I mean,
that's not coming out as an alcoholic. It's like, go fucking call me an alcoholic, you know, how dare you? Yeah, I know I'm an alcoholic, but you can't call me that.
Yeah. Now, Robin, though, I have to say, though, I think being who you are and living how you live, you kind of hit the lottery in who you're dating. Yeah. I mean, this woman is, from everything I've read of yours online, I mean, just very open, a very open-minded person.
Yeah, she's the most open-minded person I know.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine other women be like, what?
Yeah, a lot of women, I mean, a lot of my female friends were like, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Really?
You
know? Nice. Yeah, I don't get that. So they would actually disown you effectively?
Some of them. I mean, really? a lot of my friends from high school, like, a lot of my guy friends from high school, like, unfriended me or blocked me right after I came out. Yeah,
those are not friends.
Yeah, I know. I use the word friends, but they're
people that you knew in your life. Yeah.
In private, I never felt that Robin hid who she was from me at all. Like, there was always a very feminine energy. And I can only describe things as not a transgender person. I'm cisgender. So all I can describe are external things that I noticed. But it was very much Robin was the woman in the relationship, always talking. She had this great memory for little details that would have happened in our relationship, and she would constantly bring them up. And I would just find myself going like, why are we talking about feelings all the time?
Kate, when you come in the house, could you put your shoes over there? Could you not put your keys over here?
I've said that to her. I've been like, honey, can you please just put your clothes? And then I would get mad at myself. Like, men don't talk like this.
That's hilarious.
And I would get mad at myself and start crying. Men don't cry. I'm sorry.
Okay, so let me ask you that. And the reason I ask is, you know, I've had various, I mean, I used to paint my nails and I've had, I wore lipstick for a little bit of time. Just because I thought, hey, for the fuck of it, I'll do it. You know?
Did you wear lipstick as Guillermo or as
Guillermo?
Sal?
Yeah, I did as Guillermo.
As Guillermo?
So the question I ask you then is like, where does a person decide, I like to paint my nails and wear lipstick versus I want to be a woman or I think I should be a woman?
I think it depends on the person. Whatever makes sense to them. Like, gender is such a complicated issue. Like, how many genders are there? There's a lot of gender. Like, we're finding out it's not just two.
It's more than three.
Okay, look, give us some education. See, this is where the awareness comes in. Give us the education. So, gender, we think of as male or female, but what is the gender range here?
It's like infinity, right?
I saw a whole chart once.
There's a whole chart. And I didn't know this until like last week, I'm still learning.
There are people
too.
Who are gender fluid. They kind of go back and forth. There are people who consider themselves agender, like no gender at all, genderless.
I kind of feel that way. I feel like I'm just sort of some consciousness. I feel like I'm just consciousness in this flesh. And as soon as I'm out of the flesh,
Before we get into the chart, so define gender, though, because as far as retardo Americano, it's like gender is male and female, right?
Well, yeah, but it is a social construct, a lot of it. Like, we're talking about gender as an identity. However you feel most resonates with you. And gender is such an integral part of people's identity in the first place. It's kind of wild when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to use an entirely different word as a pronoun. Like, that's one of the big stumbling blocks. No one wants to change pronouns.
Right, right.
I'm a grammar geek, so I love it.
Mm-hmm. Wait. So you got to dumb it down for us, though. Changing pronouns meaning...
Like
or do I call Robin a he or a she? That shit.
Yeah. Right. Or some people prefer they as their pronoun because they don't feel they are a he or a she.
I totally get it because my friend, I mean, I know him, but, it's just like your brain... It's not him. It's my fucking brain. That's like, you know, and I want to honor who she is, right?
Yeah, maybe I can clarify a little bit. I mean, I was struggling with this when I came out. I was asking the same questions to myself, and I was going to therapy. I mean, I still go to therapy. Like, maybe I'm making this up or whatever, you know. Yeah. And then someone gave me a history lesson that actually the idea of there being two genders is actually a new concept. Mm. The idea that there were a lot of genders was what it used to be hundreds of years ago.
Sure.
And then religion came in and was like, no, we need men to be masculine and we need women to, whatever, vagina, women to be feminine. Yeah. So they would beat men up that were feminine and kill them for a long time until it just became... this is guys and this is girls.
Yeah.
And this is guys, just to control people.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened.
I had a couple of guys shame me. This my old ex-girlfriend's family.
Nobody shamed me.
No,
bro.
Get this.
Come on.
No, get this. Bullshit. My ex-girlfriend's family shamed me.
You're just
me.
Trying to fit in right
Shut
now,
Shut up,
bro.
Motherfucker.
The fuck out of here.
My ex-girlfriend's family shamed me because I didn't know how to ride a motorcycle. Like, to them, that was the epitome of masculinity, is knowing how to ride a motorcycle, because I didn't know how to ride a motorcycle.
Who's that, your ex-girlfriend's family?
It was an ex-girlfriend's family, yeah.
Was she Latina?
No, they were a white American family.
Oh, my God.
They were güeros?
Yeah, but they were, like, kind of biker types. So, like, because I didn't know how to motorcycle, like, I wasn't a man because I didn't know how to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah. Well, I kind of agree with that. I mean, if you're not born knowing how to ride a motorcycle, then something's fucking wrong with you. It has nothing to do with gender or whatever.
Or
culture. It's like, if you don't know how to ride a motorcycle as soon as you come out the womb, something's wrong with you, man.
Yeah, so that's what, and that was going back about 15 years. So I think about 15 years ago is where I started thinking, who the fuck are you to tell me what's man or what I should know? Or, like, what right do you have to question who I am because I don't know how to ride a fucking motorcycle.
So, yeah.
And it made me angry, actually.
Yeah. So let's go to the chart.
Where am I on that chart?
Give me a Lifesavers rainbow variety of genders, because I'm trying to understand myself. So there's male, female.
So much pressure you guys have to educate.
No, there's no pressure.
This is some next level shit you're asking I'll be honest.
Okay.
I am extremely sympathetic. I am plugged in, but I saw that chart and I was like, I'm gonna get to this later.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
It's in my list.
Okay, I can imagine.
Marked it, but I don't feel comfortable explaining.
It's like the secret menu at In-N-Out. Like, yo, it's the slime.
So this is what helped me. There's like, we think there's XX and XY chromosomes. That's it. But there's like XXXY, XXYO, XOO. There's just like a bunch of different combinations.
Okay.
And the doctors never check what gender you are. They just go, you know, everyone starts off as a woman, I think, right? And then
zygote.
And then they get snapped. So, like, that's not medical at all. They just didn't know what the fuck they were
doing back then. So penis, male, vagina, female.
There's like a certain measurements of the genitalia, and then the doctor just decides.
Yeah.
Got it.
Eight inch
penis as a baby, you're black. 6 inch penis, you're Latino.
How'd you know?
It gets subdivided even further.
Can I say something about you got shamed with the motorcycle thing? Being transgender is really hard, and I get stalker messages now and everything, and being a woman is in a lot of ways a lot scarier, but I don't miss the parts of being a guy where I constantly got shamed by not being man enough. Like, that was really, like, I think that's why Bill Burr had a joke about, like, that's why men die earlier. It's because you can't ever say a puppy's cute and you just kind of suppress it all the time.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's a horrible thing that men do to each other.
It's almost like then a freedom.
Yeah.
It's like a release.
Yeah.
Almost. Because, there is a lot of that. Like, you know what? Every now and again, like, I swear, like, once a year, I want to cry. I want to cry. But,
what do you do about it?
I can't cry. I'm a man, motherfucker.
Yeah, you need to cry.
Dude.
I have a friend that...
What the fuck?
You need to cry.
It's a bodily function.
I cry. Actually, it's unhealthy not to cry.
Dude, for fuck's sake, Lifetime is there for a reason. Lifetime Network. Just tune in. There's some stupid shit going on, and you'll cry.
Okay, so what I want to get into is what I found fascinating. I found fascinating not only that you're going through your transgender experience and living a new life and being who you really are and who you are and who you want to be. But how you've come along for the ride. So you guys were dating. He comes out and he says, I am transgender. And what goes on in your head? I mean, are you thinking, shit, does this mean I'm a lesbian? And what happens in your head?
Well, actually, I do identify as lesbian for sure. And I was really excited because I've always wanted to be one.
Transsexual? No, if he's transgender because he wants to be a woman or believes he's a woman, you want to be a lesbian. You were like trans heterosexual or what would that be?
Full disclosure, I did not have an orgasm until I was 30. Many good men attempted. It was fine, but I really didn't know what the big deal with sex was. It was just kind of like, I guess I'm hetero because it's like you have to be very aggressive to bed a woman, it was very passive. So, like, gentlemen callers would just come to my door.
Gentlemen callers?
I'm not doing anything else.
Are we
in my 20s?
Charles Dickensville?
His car horn is
That's funny. So, so I mean,
but I mean, you identify as heterosexual. Oh, wait, you identify as lesbian.
I do. Okay. I really think, you know, honestly, there's a term that was probably on the chart. Also, it's a pansexual, okay, where you don't. It doesn't really matter. You like people. It doesn't really matter what body part they have. You know, you're just evaluating based on a whole host of factors, mm-hmm, and then you get turned on or you don't get turned on.
So in other words, what you're saying is that if you may find men or women attractive sexually?
I think so.
But that's,
yeah,
not bisexual.
But only a woman has given me an orgasm, and she's sitting here right now.
Wow!
So I
think,
I love it when she talks,
okay,
about,
okay, sex. Okay, so that's... So,
this
so,
is why I brought us all together,
so, okay,
for this.
So I want to just go back a little bit. You said you were cis.
Yeah, tell us what cis is. Give us some education
just,
on the
just
word
let
cis.
Me know what that is. And then,
C-I-S.
And then just because I tend to have my ADD go all over, I want to know, I want to go back to that a woman giving you an orgasm,
yeah,
thing. I'm just
CIS,
curious.
Because if you look at CIS, it's all over YouTube.
Tell me.
Cisgender means that I when I was born, I had a vagina, and I identified as a girl and a woman, and it feels mostly right to me. I'm kind of like you, Sal. Like, I feel a little androgynous. I feel, well, that's kind of like...
Sal, you're androgynous, motherfucker?
Sometimes I feel a little androgynous. I thought you said that. You know,
no, I did not say that, but I felt it.
No. He said that he wore lipstick once in a while, but I don't personally believe it. I'm thinking he's just trying to fit in.
No.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
I got the little mascara things. What are the mascara things to make your eyelashes?
Get the fuck. Dude, I wore eyeliner, but it was in the 80s, and okay, that was fashionable. It had nothing to do with...
No, you know what? That's queer. That's what that
whatever
is.
Whatever the fuck it was. Look, finish your cisgender, because we're going to go off into a Latino tirade here.
That means I've always identified as a woman, and I have a vagina, so it based on societal norms, everything matched up for me. So very lucky. Most of us are very lucky to be cisgender.
Yeah.
And then you have transgender people where they have body parts that do not match with how they identify gender-wise. So that's really the only difference.
So cisgender just means that I was born with a penis and I identify as a man, and my image kind of matches
it all lines up. You're not even thinking about it. It's not an issue for you. Very fortunate.
No, like when I step outside, society sees me as a man, and I see myself as a man, so everything matches up that way.
Right, that's all it means.
My thing is, I think, and this is how I really feel about it, and we were talking about it on the way down. I feel that as humans, we should just accept people for who they are. It doesn't matter what they are, sexually or gender, whatever.
I think
that gives a fuck.
That is actually the main goal, I think.
My thing is, why do I have to, and the reason this came about was because we were having this discussion about gender-specific bathrooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how in California, it is now legal, or they're trying to force a law, whatever. Maybe I'm making the legal shit up. But in other words, they're trying to make it acceptable for a young boy, a physically born boy that identifies as a female, to be able to use the women's bathroom
at school.
At school.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I'm very liberal. Okay, very liberal. But the thing that comes to my mind is, okay, well then, as a Puerto Rican kid, I'm thinking, fuck it, I'll just say I identify as a woman, and I'll just go into a little girl's bathroom and, you know, just take advantage of that, right? That's my cynical side.
I can answer that. I thought about that too when I came out at work, and I was like, I had all this internal, transphobia, like, mm-hmm, oh, I don't deserve whatever, you know, but... actually, when you're transgender, you can't just kind of, hey, I'm a woman. You need to, like, get a doctor's. You have to go see a doctor first and, like, you know.
No,
like, a professional
I
is going to talk to you. So,
but as a little kid, I mean, I don't think that it's going to get that elaborate. I mean, I don't know that.
You think a little kid's going to fake it to try to see naked girls?
No.
Flack from the friends afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge hit that people take just living their identity.
That,
No, it's preposterous to think this, but I'm just saying.
Eric Hartman did that. So, like, you're not the only person that thought about that.
South
Park. Yeah, South Park.
Yeah.
Like Mike Huckabee had some statement about that.
Well, the reason, just to tie it up, is it's like, so then why don't you just have a third bathroom for people who identify as transgendered, right?
They have these family bathrooms.
And then we're
now.
Driving, and I'm thinking, my thing is, why the fuck do you have to identify people? Because Sal was saying we shouldn't have gender-specific bathrooms.
Yeah, that's
people
what I
should
agree.
Just go into bathrooms.
Why are we segregating the genders?
Yeah,
we should
just have stalls, like just a restroom with a sink, and just everyone has a stall. Everyone has their own private.
I don't think it should be gender segregation. I think it should be endowment segregation. Because I remember when I was younger going to some gay clubs in New York City and some fucking dude's whipping out some massive shit and I'm like, fuck, and I'm tripping.
That's why no urinals. Just everyone has it. Everyone has a stall.
I hate urinals.
A stall, okay.
Everyone has a stall.
Am I less of a man because I hate urinals? I hate urinals.
I hate urinals.
Or the worst is the trough. The trough?
Those are gross.
The trough, I don't know. I never use that.
Those are disgusting.
Yeah.
Does anyone enjoy that? Do you enjoy that?
What, no. Oh, urinating in a trough?
Yeah.
No, it's been forced on us as men.
I don't like smelling urine.
Yeah.
And when you go into
absolutely.
One of these places, it smells like urine. And here's the other thing. What the fuck is the deal with ice inside of a urinal?
I know.
Is that to refrigerate the urine somewhere down the line? There's a leprechaun drinking it.
Can I tell you,
what is that?
When I started using the women's restroom at work, I was like, this is so nice. I was like, I hope no
it's
one
cleaner.
Finds that.
It's like
so
it.
Nice. It smells nice. Oh my god.
There's a couch in some women's restrooms. A fucking couch.
there's like plants on the sink.
But then there are some women's bathrooms because my wife will be like, Jesus Christ, I just came from this bathroom. Blah blah blah. So it's not a gender.
No,
thing.
I don't think that's
true.
I mean?
Yeah, we can.
No, because I remember one time my friend came out of this restroom that was it was a one person restroom, and she goes, oh my god, it's so fucking disgusting in there. And it was my turn. I'm like, no, it smells like every other restroom. It just smells like a regular. Right. So she probably just went to a guy's restroom.
Right, right.
It wasn't disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go to the question.
We're gonna have to wrap it up really soon, and I want our guests to tell us about their upcoming show, and then we're gonna bring our next guest up.
So what I wanted to ask was, so a woman made you orgasm, and so and I'm not trying to go into
second thought. Fuck the next guest. Keep talking about
No. And mind you, I'm not trying to get into some sexual bullshit.
I don't care.
I'm just curious because again, as a retardo Americano,
Puerto Ricanio.
Is that a coffee or?
Yeah, that's a coffee. I'm just saying. Being born biologically a woman, and Robin being born biologically a male. No labels to you, but from my perspective. So my thing is, what was the difference between a regular guy and then Robin the woman?
Well, I don't want to go into gory detail, but
you can say whatever you want.
The way Robin and I fucked, even before, even before she came out, it was not what I would describe as heterosexual.
Okay.
There wasn't really a connection with the penis at all.
I didn't want to use it.
She, I didn't miss it.
Yeah, but we tried because we society needs us to
right.
Use it, so we kind
but
of
the instructions
it.
Say that I'm supposed to use this.
Ted Cruz says this is supposed to happen right now.
Ted Cruz, hold on. The instructions say I'm supposed to take this out right now, unwrap it, and I'm supposed to put it here. Is that right?
It's you have to simulate making a baby, which is ridiculous because we don't want that anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, there's so much you can do. Hands, mouth. I mean, use your imagination.
Feet. No, yeah. I'm curious because and I wasn't trying to go into any specific graphicness of it. Just curious, was it an emotional thing or something else?
It was very emotional, sensual, affectionate.
Got it.
Yeah, and it was very satisfying. There's a lot of talking, a lot of holding.
I remember she laughed a lot, and she's like, it was like she was so happy, and I was like, I don't know what I did, but it was good, I guess.
This
is unbearable laughter you had, right?
Yeah, I think what I disliked about having sex with men is there was always a sense of rushing and urgency to it.
Because the cops might come. That's why.
The erection police might come. Be like, yo, hurry the fuck up.
What you doing?
Hurry the fuck up. That cock is going to go flaccid. Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be going at it and then be like, oh, did you get there, babe? You done, babe? Can we? And it's,
don't work like
yet,
that.
Not yet. And these were, I believe they were good at what they did. Positive Yelp reviews. I don't blame them at all.
Yeah. guys don't realize, you just got to ask, you, like my wife, I just tell her, listen, just think about a shoe sale. Think about all those shoes down the Rodeo Drive. And I just take my time, because the worst thing you can do as a man is try to rush a woman into like, are you ready? Are you done? Are you ready there? Are you done? And it's just like, come on, dude, you're in for the ride or get the fuck out.
But absolutely. Even without saying it, I mean, there's still this like raging boner. Yeah. Yeah. There. Yeah.
No, guys are complete. I mean, guys are, you know. I'm sorry.
I feel bad. He apologizes on behalf of cisgendered males.
I didn't have a bad time. You know, it was zesty. If I had nothing better to do, it was cool. You know,
right. I was very selfless. I was like, it was very important.
You're like
for
the
me.
Buddhist lovemaker.
Yeah, man. It was very important for me for her to get off. Also, she's like my first like real relationship. So yeah. I'm like, all right, I got to make her come where she'll leave me, you know? So, like, it was just whatever I can.
Pressure. Yeah. No pressure.
Listen, we got to move on, unfortunately, yes. But I want you guys to plug. You guys got an upcoming show where the both of you will be on stage talking about what we're talking about tonight and more, right?
Right. It's called Unconventional Lesbians. It will be at a Karma Lounge in Los Angeles on Saturday, October 24th at 7 o'clock. No cover. That's Karma Lounge on Beverly Boulevard.
Saturday, October 27th?
24th.
So the other thing I want to just say before we just introduce our next guest. So your comedy deals with transgender issues?
Some of it, yeah. Some of it. Yeah, I'm a feminist, not to freak anybody out.
I'm a feminist too, by the way, and I'm serious.
Actually, I believe you. Yeah.
And I'm a big wrestling fan, so I talk about
I'm a big feminist. I'm like 100% for the women.
Rock on.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe you.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you.
And I'm also for individual freedom and individual rights. I mean, I think if you're listening to my show, if you're listening to Sal and Nestor Rodriguez, the Nestorius Public Radio
show. You say that like we're a married couple or something. Yeah. You're listening to Sal and Nestor Rodriguez.
See, my thing is, and our thing on this show has always been, A, take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility. And the other thing is love. You know, love everybody, live and let be, and just embrace life, man. Embrace everyone's individuality. Encourage individuality. You know what I mean? Stop the judgment, man. Judge the drivers, but don't judge people in general. Okay,
that was better than Jerry Springer's final thoughts.
Was it?
That was better. I'd like to thank our guest, Robin Tran and Kate Gary. They're going to be sticking around and chatting with us a little bit more. But we are about to introduce now our next guest that just came into the studio. Very excited to bring these next guests out here. And on a similar topic, we're going to be talking about some transgender issues here, as I called tonight Transapalooza. What did I call tonight? Transvaganza.
Is that the title of this episode?
Transvaganza?
Transvaganza,
yeah.
Interesting.
I like being wordy-ish. Our next guest coming out here, I'm very excited to bring him out. They are introducing a new, I'm not going to call it a transgender animated series. It's an animated series where the lead character happens to be a transgender character played by, voiced by, a transgender actress, which is absolutely groundbreaking. And we're going to talk about some of the hate that they have been experiencing. Man, my God, I could not believe some of the YouTube hate. I've been on YouTube for 10 years. I can handle my shit on YouTube. I was shocked at some of the stuff that I saw. They're going to talk about their new show called Gen Z. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Julie Ray Goldstein and Hayden Black in the studio.
Good evening.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's been really interesting listening to everything because Ness is talking about wearing eyeliner and going to gay clubs in New York. You're talking about how you don't feel like you're a man.
Do you feel like you're one of us?
No, frankly, I'm full of judgment. I can't wait to get the hell away from the studio.
Hayden, tell us a little bit about your background, because I know you had some success with a show called Goodnight Burbank.
Yeah, so that my claim to fame was Goodnight Burbank was the first half-hour scripted comedy made for the web, certainly for Hulu. Went up on Hulu in 2011. Laura Silverman, Dominic Monaghan, John Barrowman, Jim Rash. Amazing, amazing cast of people. And the day it premiered, Mark Cuban, picked it up for television, for cable TV. So we became the first, and I think so far only, half-hour show to go from the web to television.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've done bits and pieces of other things.
Yes, you're also a big Doctor Who fan, I understand.
Huge Doctor Who fan.
You do panels? Don't you do panels at Comic-Con?
Was it GallyCon, the Gallifrey Doctor Who convention?
Yeah,
you're into Doctor
last
Who,
year, and this year, next year too.
I know the Fourth Doctor because the Fourth Doctor was fourth on when they came out to the U.S.
Yeah, Tom Baker.
So I know Tom Baker, but I wouldn't say that I'm a fan. But I did used to watch it as a kid, and I did enjoy it.
Well, I think you'd like the new version.
Yeah.
The Fourth Doctor.
It was the Fourth Doctor, Tom Baker.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Funk Dr. Spock popping mad flavor in your motherfucking ear.
The Fourth Doctor, motherfucker. So bring us up to speed how you went from Goodnight Burbank to now Gen Z. I'm very excited about Gen Z, and I definitely want to talk about how a two-minute clip, a two-minute trailer is bringing up so much controversy and what I, for lack of a better term, just utter hatred I've been watching.
Oh, no, we'll get to it. So Gen Z started life as a half-hour live-action pilot that I'd written a year ago, and I just decided, I've never done animation before properly. I'm going to do this animated. And just set to, you know, we got this amazing cast. Julie Ray was the first trans actress that we auditioned for the role of Shona, and she just knocked it out of the ballpark. I mean, her talent is, we are so lucky to have her on this show, like so lucky. It's going to make the show.
Hold on, we got to give a big up for that. Big up, man, you don't stop, brother.
Wow, and you actually got into blackface just to say that. That's pretty. You fucking committed to that bit, dude, and I admire that.
I haven't done any big ups before. I needed to do some big ups.
He's, okay. He's Puerto Rican. He's half black.
Yeah, I do like, right. Big up, you motherfucker, yeah!
All right.
So,
How'd you do the casting? What'd you do? Put an ad on Breakdown Express, or what'd you guys do?
No, I do it. I just do it through like my I network, like the people I know. I'll say, do you know anyone? And I'll go that way. And it's like,
so you don't want to pay the $40 a month to advertise
fuck
on LA
that shit.
Thank you.
I know people.
Thank you.
That's all I know people. That's all you need
thank
to do.
Thank you.
No people.
Fuck them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, we got into the extra special. So we got John Keating, Emily Chang, Kevin. Richmond playing the main cast, and then we've got some great names like Jane Wiedlin, Richard Schiff, Hal Sparks, Matt Del Negro, Miracle Laurie are all coming in to do smaller roles and stuff like that.
Are there any Latinos in this?
Yes,
cartoon?
There is a Latino. The landlord.
Landlord?
She's uncredited.
The the super. Is this on the
owns
East
the
Coast?
He owns the building.
Okay, the landlord.
He owns the building. Don't you worry.
The landlord.
He owns the building, and he's played by Marcelo Tubert, who is Hispanic.
Okay.
So we made sure that every character.
We're going to verify that. I'll have you know.
No, you look Marcelo Tubert up on IMDb. The guy is
Marcelo Tubert.
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 What kind of a Latino is this?
I think he's from Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Those South Americans always taking the roles for the fucking Mexicans.
Big up, you motherfucker, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
So we dropped the trailer like 3 months ago, and about just over 6 weeks ago, it was picked up on, it's not the YouTube crowd that's doing all this stuff. It got picked up on these 4chan, 8chan, Kiwi website boards. I knew nothing about them. This has all just been a big learning curve for me.
4chan is not like Channel 4 from England.
It's the same people who egg people like the Oregon Shooter on to like kill as many people as he can. These are the kind of people that inhabit these, you know, the trolls, basically.
Hold on. Rewind a little bit.
Oh, do you think he's...
Okay. So who are the people that egg on the Oregon Killer?
Julie, why don't you take this? Because I know she's quite well versed in these worlds.
These aren't the men's rights groups, are they?
Which, by the way, I love your voice, Julie. I just want to say that right off the bat. Very sexy radio voice.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Appreciate
thanks a lot, mate.
Well,
no, big up my voice.
Big up Hayden. Big up with your English preteen man. You don't stop, man.
I have no idea what's going on, but okay, let's roll with it. There's some MRAs that kind of, I guess, congregate on 4chan, 8chan, but it was actually found that the Oregon Shooter, the night before, he posted on 4chan to like a warning to people. It's like, if you live in the Northwest, don't go to school tomorrow. And people just egged him on these boards. They were like, do it, take out as many people as possible. And the moment that news started coming out about what he was doing, like they realized who they were egging on all night, instead of being like, oh my God, what did we do? They started celebrating.
No.
It's like...
They should be held accountable. They should be held as accessories. If you're going to egg somebody on to commit a crime of murder, you should be held accountable.
One of them actually said to me the other day, like in their defense, and they support some suicide suicide hotline thing, and I'm like, how about you guys just stop driving people to try suicide in the first place? That would be just good.
And with them, it's also this, there's this theme, because they completely go on the fact that it's the truth that 41% of trans people have reported attempting suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it as, oh, if we push the trans people a little more, they'll kill themselves.
Oh my God.
So keep pushing them until they try to commit suicide.
I would vote for that if all the trans were Republicans like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump.
Caitlyn Jenner is Republican.
That's a really bizarre way of advocating trans death, by the way. As long as it's Ted Cruz.
If it's Ted Cruz, man, I'm sorry for you guys. I'm sorry.
I think the closest we have to trans in that Republican race right now is Mike Huckabee, because he keeps talking about it.
Yeah,
he's obsessed with it. And that's what we were talking about a little bit before the show, is that it's one thing if let's say I don't like anything trans and I'm homophobic, I'm transphobic, any phobic, and I look at something on YouTube and I go, this is bullshit, and I click and I move on with my life.
Right.
Instead, these people create an obsession. They're obsessed with taking you guys down, going so far as to creating horrible parodies. They've created actual video parodies of your trailer.
There's 10-minute versions of this. This is a 25-minute takedown of our 2-minute trailer right now, which is mostly, you know, some guy clearly with breathing issues and on Ambien.
tell me what 4chan is.
Not 4chan.
4chan.
Yeah, you just got trans on the brain.
I didn't know what it was. So 4chan, is that a blog?
They're anonymous image boards, and the entire
websites.
Yeah, the entire
boards on them.
The entire draw of them is that they are anonymous. So basically, like, the dredges of humanity go on there and basically say everything that they've kept themselves in.
And it's a lot of these gay people as well.
Common decency.
I'm still trying to get caught up. I feel old. I mean, because I hear Kate Gary talk about Reddit. I don't even know shit about Reddit. And now I don't know shit about 4chan.
Well, yeah, I don't know anything about that.
You're better off not knowing.
They're just the fucking scum of the...
But just saying anonymous, I mean, go to Yahoo News. The article would be about fucking, you know, sprinkles on a donut, like five lines down. They'll be like, niggers suck!
Donuts.
They need to stop fucking around with our Dunkin' Donuts. They're drinking our half and half. The Mexicans need to go fuck themselves because the war. It's taking too long to be built. Trump needs to rise to power. I mean, it's just like people are fucked up.
We get that on all the platforms. They took the YouTube page down within a week. They just took my Wikipedia page down. And they're obsessed with with us not doing this show.
It's a campaign. It's a campaign against you.
Absolutely. Hey, so the question begs, we've got a 2-minute trailer, and it's causing these levels of consternation. We've got something really special.
That's
here.
Actually
and
good.
And I love the fact that they're letting us know that ahead of time.
They're
basically
good.
Saying, you go, you know, you've got something really amazing here that we're fucking terrified of. And there was no reason. I mean, there's no way we're stopping it, you know.
Yeah.
So, I want to promote it. I want to make sure it happens.
You know? If everybody in the world said, Hayden, we agree and support with what you're doing, you'd be like, as an artist, you'd be like, oh, this is going to suck.
You know, as an English Jew, I'd be like, I'll try something else.
Yeah, because you got slammed. A lot of people said that because you are not a transgender person yourself.
Not the last time I checked.
Okay. No. They're slamming you. These people are slamming Hayden, saying that you're just exploiting trans people. What do you think about it?
It's mock outrage. They just try and make fun of everything. Initially, the show was so pro-social justice, so pro-Tumblr, and then they read my Twitter account with all my dark jokes and shit, and then they were like, wait, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to make of him. He doesn't fit our narratives. Let's just keep changing things. And it's just mock outrage after the next. I pay zero attention to it.
Well, they keep trying to tell me what a horrible person you are and how I shouldn't be involved with the show. They keep, like, finding, like, all
That's
this...
That's actually me writing anonymously.
You have your random Twitter accounts, too. Because they do it a lot to me on Twitter, where they'll start sending me, it's like, the quote-unquote worst of your humor.
Wow.
And be like, how did you know that Hayden says this? Kind of like... Mm-hmm. So?
I love it. And then Julie will send it to me, and I'll literally be like, oh, that was funny, or oh, that wasn't a good one. I can do better than that.
That one only got 30 likes. I guess it wasn't that horrible. Yeah.
So one thing, I like the way when you went, I'm an English Jew, you completely lost your English accent. I love that. You just became...
Did I become New York Jew at that point?
No. You just became
Florida
Jew. You were like, Marty! Listen, Marty!
I'm English Jew, what can I tell you?
Marty!
I haven't lived in this
country. Would you put your shoes down over there, Marty?
Oh, yeah, because you are from Florida also, right? You live in Argentina.
I'm not from Florida. I lived in Florida when we moved, when we emigrated from England, when I was a toddler.
Okay, so that's what I found interesting, though, is you have an accent, but you grew up in Florida.
Well, it was the only way I was having to get laid, let's face it.
But how old were you when you came to America?
I was a teenager.
Teenager. So it's kind of hard to lose your accent right away. I mean, your formative years are like, you know...
Yeah, sure. Those have been and gone.
Yeah. Plus, you're living with your mom and dad.
I'm living with mom and dad and my sister.
And so they're talking to you
And they all wore knotted handkerchiefs on their head and walked around like the Gumbies from Python. Right.
And you watched Doctor Who.
And we watched Doctor Who round the clock.
Julie, I want to get into your story a little bit. How long ago, or tell us about how you came out as transgender to your family, to your friends. What was it like for you? Was it a hard process? I guess, am I asking a stupid question? It was a difficult process?
No, it's so far removed for me. I actually came out as a teenager. I was 16 when I came out. And it was a weird moment for me because I was graduating high school and going into college. And actually, I grew up in South America, in Venezuela. Yeah, I grew up in
Venezuela. ¿Eres Latina? Un poquito?
Sí, tengo sangre.
¿Tienes sangre latina?
Tengo sangre latina.
Even that's sexier in Spanish. That's you see that shit? She's hot. Like, sí, tengo sangre.
Mira, y no tengo acento en ninguno de los idiomas, pero... Wow.
Pero puedes hablar español bien nice.
Mi mamá es puertorriqueña.
¿De verdad?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yo también. Yo soy puertorriqueño.
Yeah, it's...
But all Puerto Ricans moms, all Puerto Rican moms are trans. Trust me. They flip from fucking...
No, you're confusing bipolar with trans.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yes.
Okay, you're right. It's bipolar.
Oh, the Jewish moms are even worse. That was mine.
That's funny. So you continue. So you came out at 16 before high school.
Yeah, it was... Oh, my God. It was like the late 90s. I was 16, and I'd started... The internet was kind of new at the time. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I didn't know what was going on. When I came out originally to my mom, I was 13.
Wow.
And her immediate reaction was, oh my God, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's get her in therapy.
Right.
And I got sent to one of these conversion therapist persons, and all he really did was put me back into like regression for 3 years. And then so at 16, I learned more about other people who were trans and came out and realize that, you know what, I have to deal with my issues and otherwise I'm going to end up dead.
How and where did you learn about other trans people?
Scarily enough, the first time I even realized that it was more than just me was I was reading a Ripley's Believe It or Not, and it was talking about... what's her name?
Why didn't you start this story with Believe It or Not?
No, it was Ripley's Believe It or Not, and it was a story about Christine Jorgensen, and that was the first time.
Was she a tennis player?
No, you're thinking of Renee Richards.
Yeah. She was in the 70s, yeah?
Renee Richards? 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. Christine Jorgensen is from late 50s, early 60s. I can't even remember the exact date, but she is widely known as the first person to go through medical transition.
Really? I thought it was Tula. I remember as a kid, I would watch talk shows and see Tula. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, Tula was after. That was 80s. Carolyn Cosey.
Yeah. Okay. She was in the James Bond film, and she was in the Power Station video for Some Like It Hot.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was the first time I even found out about it. And then when I got internet, like in the late 90s, I started talking to other people who were trans, found boards, and started talking to people over email and realized that, oh, there's an actual procedure. There's medical procedures.
Julie
that are set
actually
up.
Founded 4chan.
Yes, I did. Way before it actually was founded.
See, this redeems the
Is that true?
No.
But this
no,
but
I don't even understand. I don't even understand what that 4chan thing is. I still don't get it.
We can Google it later.
No, but I'm just saying, is this just one website or is it like a series of websites?
It's a website with lots of boards on it that you can post messages on.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the worst ones are like Poll and R9K. I think Poll is like politically incorrect. R9K is like, oh, it's robot something, but the Oregon shooter, he was egged on R9K.
So these are the bullets. bulletin boards in there.
Yes. Yeah.
Why is the website called 4chan, not Losers Are Us or I Need Medication.com?
Because the one thing they don't want to face is reality.
But you know what they are? I'm willing to bet that all these people are Americans. They're American.
Actually, you know what? We've got a lot of the anti-Semitic stuff came from Russia and
really,
yeah. Because you can tell these either they're Americans where English is their seventh language, or you know they sound foreign. They don't just it's not just bad grammar. There's bad grammar in all of it, but the English is particularly bad in some of this stuff, and that's always leans anti-Semitic as well.
That's the thing. I mean, we're talking about, you know, gender issues and stuff like that. And then it gets into, you know, ethnicities and cultures and shit. Like, what the fuck? What is all this, like negativity against other people's, like, cultures or, you know...
Well, dude, unfortunately, hatred is not as old as the internet. It's a hell of a lot older.
No, I know, but it's just like, I don't fucking understand. Like, I mean, anti-Semitism, you know, it's just like, what the fuck? Don't people have anything better to do with their lives?
Well, clearly not. I mean, look at some of these, you know, 25-minute shitty videos, you know, taking down Gen Z. They've got nothing better to do. They open up threads. Julie checks it. I've never really looked at it. I think I looked at it once or twice when it first started.
Morbid curiosity.
Yeah, and so she'll check from time to time, and there's new threads, like, all the time, and pages and pages. They've got nothing else to do.
Well, with me, it's because my last name is Goldstein, and even though I'm not even a practicing Jew, like...
She's Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Well, my family actually came from Cuba. They only lived in Puerto Rico for, like, three years.
So now you're Cuban.
Yeah, my entire family history, so this is how it goes. My family is from Poland. And when the war was starting to break out, they knew what was going to happen. And so they emigrated to Cuba.
Because the beans were better there. They were like, yo.
And then they realized in Cuba, like 30 years later, the same thing happened.
We gotta get
and
so the
they
fuck left out of Puerto here. Rico.
And then they were only in Puerto Rico for like 2 or 3 years until they were waiting to move to Miami, which is where all Puerto Ricans end up, I guess.
Yeah.
There's an entire, oh my God.
All Puerto Ricans, no. That's where all Cubans end up.
Cubans,
in Miami.
Yeah. It's in Miami.
Puerto Ricans end up on the Upper West Side of New York City. Or on the Lower East Side.
Well, you guys, we got to start wrapping it up.
We're actually okay for a couple more minutes. Yeah, because I just texted Jeremy, and if it's okay with William, I'm just going to go over a little bit.
Okay. Cool. That sounds good.
Yeah, because I want to give him the same amount of time.
I will shut the fuck up.
No, I want to give him the same amount of time. So.
Thank you.
Continue. Let's continue. So, popcorn.
Oh.
Speak the fuck up for all you Cuban motherfuckers that migrate to Cuba from Mexico to Miami. Don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
Oh, you know what? I will say it's out of my grandparents, three of them came from Cuba. Only one of my grandparents was actually born in Brooklyn. And it was the Polish side that went directly to New York instead of going through Cuba and Puerto Rico. But three of my grandparents actually are from Cuba, were born in Cuba.
Did you say nigger?
Cuba?
Yeah.
So wait, bring us up to speed a little bit more, Julie. So there you are growing up. And then how'd you get, were you a voiceover actress prior to getting involved with Gen Z?
Yeah, I've actually been doing voiceover for about 10 years now. I got started in college. I started doing theater. And for a while, I thought I was just going to do theater up in the Bay Area, which is where I went to college. And I had an opportunity through a convention called Anime Expo. I won this competition. They were doing like an American Idol thing at the time for the anime industry. And I won the AX Idol voice acting competition, God, back in 2005, 10 years ago.
I didn't realize we had such prestigious talent on the show.
Oh,
lovely.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So through winning that, I got like my first couple of auditions and I moved down to LA and started doing auditions, booking work and getting an agent and, you know, kind of steamrolling through there. But I've worked in anime and cartoons, in commercials. I've done quite a bit of commercial work. All sorts of stuff.
Voiceover commercial work?
Yeah.
Nice.
I got back into the camera world probably about 2010. For a long time, I shied away from the camera work because I kind of had that mentality of, well, I'm trans. There's really no place for us in camera. And the first time that I realized that, oh my gosh, we do have a place in the entertainment industry was when Candace Cain was on Dirty Sexy Money in, I want to say 2007 or 2008. And she was the first recurring transgender actress on a TV show, on a network show. And it just made me realize, it's like, oh my gosh, we do have a place. And I started getting back into camera.
What show was that?
Dirty Sexy Money. It only lasted like 2 seasons, and spoiler alert, they killed off her character like right in the last episode that aired before it got canceled. It was really depressing. but I was like, well, I don't care about it.
Yeah. 2 seasons is not too bad.
Well, it was really weird because it wasn't like full seasons because it was around the time of the writer's strike.
Each season.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, yeah, it was a little more than Brit seasons.
Well, Brit was a little more than 10 episodes.
Didn't your agent warn you about getting involved with Hayden Black? Didn't she know about him? Hadn't she read 4chan?
No, but 4chan warns me every single day. Oh my gosh. Like, they are so obsessed with, like, me leaving the show or something. I'm like, you think he says bad stuff on his Twitter account. You should hear what he says in private when Twitter isn't hearing.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to listen to a clip? Is there a clip that we can listen to?
There is a clip.
Can I look it up and play it?
Go to YouTube, look up Gen Z.
We're going to go to YouTube.
Yeah. And by the way,
if you're listening,
gen.org is our website. The Twitter is gen_Z. And then you can find us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram at Gen Z Comedy.
Now, where are you guys in your process right now? I understand you're meeting with people.
We're at a fork. We've been at a fork for a month or so. On the one hand, we're one of the producers of Futurama came on board, saw the trailer, and said, "I want to take this to television." So we're taking meetings with him. And then the other fork is, you know, if television says no, because there's no guarantee, you know, for anything, we're just going to continue on with the web version, which is recorded and mixed. Mm. We recorded it back in January. And so we're working on the pilot right now. It's a tiny, tiny animation crew. It's 2 or 3 people. So we're hoping that we'll have the pilot finished, hopefully, by the end of the year. And then the other 7 episodes will follow late next year. That is the hope.
Okay, I understand we have a clip from Gen Z. This is a trailer.
Yeah, I understand. You understand.
Hey, don't we make fun of me. Yeah. Don't we make fun of me.
So, is it Gen Z a more accurate trailer?
Oh,
is
that God, no. That's one of the trolls. No. It's really weird because you look up Gen Z and, like, only
okay,
one
I
of them
Okay, I just want
ours.
To make sure. Is it Gen Z the most trans-stack?
No, it's just Gen
Oh,
Z
my
Z
God,
promo,
that's that.
Okay.
Gamergator guy.
Okay, so where am I going to find?
It's Gen Z promo.
Okay, look up Gen Z promo.
And then Gen Z is one word or no? It's not
no,
one word.
No, two words.
Okay.
It's Gen Z promo.
Okay. You can tell Julie's a microphone professional. Every time she speaks, she jumps back on the mic again. Believe me, a lot of people in the studio don't do that. They're way over here.
Okay. Gen Z promo.
I'm used to 6 inch
voices. This is like 171,000 views.
Okay, yes. Okay.
I'm not jealous.
It's by Gen Z.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right. I wanna.
They met as online gamers. Shona, a stand-up comic.
There's nothing like coming of age in a world where all the good Twitter names are gone because you were born too late, jobs are something you only see in 80s movies, and diet soda gives you diabetes.
Cameron, a poet.
I'm giving my answer in a free-form poem.
Make it a quick haiku.
It's a sacrifice, but I cannot live at home, so the answer is... shit.
Huey, a psychotic.
I ain't gonna pop you in the dick. Let me get this out of the way up top. I hate people.
And Betsy, fashion victim.
These are my Iggy Azaleas, and these are my Azalea Banks. Let's not confuse them, okay?
They're not Gen X. They don't want to be Gen Y, so they're moving in together and calling themselves Gen Z.
You've shown us more crappy apartments than Bill Cosby drug dates.
And it's the first animated show in the history of the world to feature a transgender actress in a lead role.
Whoa, you're trans?
You didn't know?
Being trans shows huge strength of mind. No pun intended, but it takes balls.
I'm thinking of replacing my balls with candy and turning the whole thing into a Pez dispenser.
Co-starring Jane Wiedlin.
That's beast!
And written and directed by Hayden Black. Creator of the award-winning Goodnight Burbank, the first half-hour comedy to go from the web to TV.
Alan, some people call this an intervention. I'd like to call it an intertransitional homosexual turnaround fiesta.
A train wreck, a troublemaker, a trans girl, and a trustafarian. And you thought the Breakfast Club was edgy.
Gen Z, a comedy about growing up and wondering why you bothered.
We're still having a party?
Okay, let me just take another oxy to calm my nerves. I don't want to get all Lana Del Rey before we hit the Depeche Road.
The party starts soon.
Huey, we're home.
There you go. And I hired that voiceover because he's you really didn't do that? Cheap. He's really fucking cheap.
I like the music too. It's like a
the music.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
See, so my thing is, I'm watching it and I'm like, I don't even understand one iota of why anybody, and I'm being serious here, not because you guys were here, like one iota of anything that would even trigger any kind of judgment. I don't even understand it.
You know,
it's because it's trans.
Because you have a trans actress.
Because people don't like seeing anything. Some people don't like seeing progressive things. You know, and they're scared of that. They're scared that the white guy is portrayed as a psycho, and that there's an agenda here to take the white man and you know cast him aside.
Hashtag white cis genocide.
Was it hashtag die cis scum?
Oh, die cis scum is the big one.
Anyway, speaking as a straight white cisgender man, I don't hate myself that much that I think we I need to destroy all white people.
Do you put that on a job application?
Well, I want to kill all white people.
No, you put straight white cisgender.
Well, nowadays I think one has to.
You have
it's
to.
The politically correct thing to do, you know.
You know, there was an talking about that. There was a woman in Connecticut that was, I think she was trying to register her kid into kindergarten, and one of the questions on the kindergarten application was, "How was the kid? Was it a natural birth or a C-section or some weird shit like this?" And you can Google this. It's just like, she was like, what the fuck are you asking me that for? I mean, it's getting to the
point. Wait, they were asking the mom if her kid was C-section or asking the kid if they were C-section?
No, the mom. The mom. The mom is registering the kid for kindergarten, and they want to know. And this is the thing, man. It's like, there's certain things in life that are just basically none of your fucking business, okay? It's that simple. And it goes back to what we were talking about before. That's just like, why do you have to know what people are or you know, how they feel about certain things? And I feel
the same. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't have a show, Nestor.
No. I feel the same way about politics. It's like, why do you have to be Republican or Democrat? And I mean this, seriously. It's like, I have opinions that you might call a Republican. Yeah, I have opinions that you might call Democrat. Why the fuck do people have to always put other people in boxes?
Well, you know? I think the big thing for me is that I find it completely okay to tell people if you're trans or if you're cis. I think the place where it kind of crosses the line is when they ask you what's in your pants. It's like, for me, somebody asked me that. It's like, there are two people in this world who need to know that. My doctor and my fiance, and you're not either of them, so...
Right. Well, I hear you. I mean, no one asks me what's in my pants, and I would feel the same way. I'd feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, but trans cis,
for the record, I have a penis in mine.
But I'm just saying. I mean,
no one asked you, Hayden.
No, I know. I just
there's a misconception, though, that, especially in the Latino community. There's a misconception that it's okay for men to catcall women. And that men, well, I'll feel all right if a woman catcalls me. I mean, what's the fucking problem?
Sure.
And the truth is, it's not. You know what I mean?
I care if I'm walking down the street and some chick's looking at my dick? I give a shit?
How many times has that happened, Sal? It must be like on a daily basis.
That happens never.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable being objectified regardless. So it doesn't really matter.
I get people's fascination with it, especially because we've just been spoon-fed all this Jerry Springer titillating, you know, I'm a man and I slept with a trans woman. Oh, I must be gay. And all this crap,
right.
Which it is crap, you know. I think that ultimately sexuality and sexual identity sit on a vast spectrum. Nothing is binary, as much as we'd like to try and make it as much. And I think our show with Gen Z, we're just going to... The trans character is one fifth of the show.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going to be trans issues every day and so on and so forth. But we will address issues as we go on. We will try and educate people, and we will try and do it to the best of our abilities.
Well, the other big thing about the problem with the Jerry Springer stuff too is not just trans people is that it stigmatizes people who love trans people. And it's like, that's something that gets ignored a lot. There's so much problems with, especially cisgender men not wanting to admit or, you know,
the notion bring the that trans you're gay woman if you date a trans woman.
That they want a transgendered woman. All Latinos want transgender women. They don't give a fuck. They're like, what's up?
At the end of the day, it's really simple.
Sal's like, what's up, my man? How you doing,
I would date a transgender person. I would. I would love to bring a transgender person home to my fucking family.
To your mother.
Oh, my God. So just to see the look on their faces, I would be so happy.
Hey, so we have a caller on the line.
We do. We're about to go off the air.
Bring, caller.
Yes. Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I've been listening to your show.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
My name's Carolyn. I'm in Connecticut.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, how are you?
So what do you like listening to?
I'm here with other people today.
Yeah, what do you like about the show, Carolyn?
What do I like about the show?
Yeah, well, tonight's show.
From the very beginning when they were talking, well, first of all, you're very funny.
Oh, whoa.
I think she's talking to me there. Thank you.
Oh, she's talking to Hayden.
There's a little delay going on between being on the phone and being on the radio.
I know. So I couldn't give you an orgasm.
I turned it off a little bit so I can talk to you.
Yeah. So do you have a question for any of our guests? All four are here? Or do you have...
Well, I have a comment. One is that when they were talking about the number of genders, we actually noticed that Facebook listed 51 genders and ABC News commented that they counted 58 genders. And I actually agree that I think that it's more infinite.
Wow.
But one of the questions was we noticed on the list they had cis female and cis woman, for example. Some of them seemed to repeat.
Ooh.
And there were some questions around that.
You be getting all science-y.
Yo, you be getting all scientifical and shit.
That's kind of an individual basis.
I have more than one question, but that was a pretty good one.
I like that.
Some of the genders don't just include, for example, gender, but also now are including race to include people of other races, like SGL for the African American community. Which that was new for me. Is that new for you?
So does SGL.
Does that imply that different races experience transgenderism differently than other races? Is that the idea?
I would say
that was in the list.
Because especially different cultures, I mean, gender is a social construct, and different societies have seen transgender people in different ways throughout history. I mean, the Native American community has seen trans people as what they call a two-spirit. Other cultures have had conceptions of trans people. Our society is one of the only ones that has actually seen it as a negativism throughout history, which is really weird.
I think I identified as you stupid moron growing up.
Yeah.
You know, thanks to my father.
I identified as estúpido. Anyway.
Are we all a bunch of damaged adults?
We're damaged, dude. We're in a society.
I'd like to find someone that isn't. I don't think that person exists.
People are fucking damaged when someone wastes half their life making a parody of a 2-minute trailer.
That's true.
Of a
comic. Do you know how long it takes? I edit videos for YouTube. You know how long that takes to do a 2-minute edited video?
Dude,
it takes forever.
It takes forever. It's ridiculous, man.
And I'm going to give a shout out to Latin Moon 27.
Hello. Latin Moon.
Latin Moon 27. How are you?
Big up Latin Moon 27, man!
Guys, I think we got to wrap it up. Carolyn, we appreciate you calling. Definitely want to let all of our guests plug themselves one more time. That sounds weird. Plug yourselves one more time. Let our listeners know where they can find you. Hayden, where can we learn more about Gen Z?
Well, like I said, Gen Z is a... Twitter is a Gen_Z, and then Gen Z Comedy on Facebook, Tumblr, Facebook, and my personal Twitter account, where all the dark stuff goes, is at Hayden Black.
And Julie, have you got a personal webpage you'd like to talk about?
I'm on Twitter. It's Julie Ray, JULIEREI, Ray, like the store, not the pop star. You can also find me on Facebook, Julie Ray Goldstein. Just search for my full name. I think I'm the only Julie Ray that spells her middle name, REI, on Facebook. But Julie Ray on Twitter, Julie Ray Goldstein on Facebook. You can find me there.
Robin Tran?
I am Robin Tran 04 on Twitter. RobinTran04. You can Google me, and I wrote a bunch of articles on like Exo Jane and Love TV, and one of my articles got published on like Time Magazine. So I freelance write a lot. So Just look me up on Google.
Sounds like a spy and shit.
Yeah.
Robin Tran, 004, secret agent.
She will spy on you.
I like
in the restroom.
Kate Gary.
Kate Gary, yes. Spelled Kate with a C. Last name Gary, like the dude's name. I'm the only Kate Gary who has ever existed who spells it that way. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I spend a lot more time on Facebook with my rants that Sal apparently follows religiously.
I do, but I don't like getting caught up in them because I will be stuck in your threads forever.
Oh, yes. People like to argue. They like to yell at me, and I kind of like it when they yell at me. I don't know what that says about me as a person, but there we are. And also, don't forget to come out and see Robin and my show, Unconventional Lesbians, in Los Angeles at the Karma Lounge on Beverly Boulevard on Saturday, October 24th, 7 o'clock.
Are there any clips of your stand-up on YouTube or anything like that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have a semi-viral joke about Marilyn Monroe that people will post whenever they're yelling at me for being a feminazi, which happens quite often. It's very confusing for people. So look up Kate Gary, Marilyn Monroe.
YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
I have a whole YouTube channel. It's still Robert Tran 04. YouTube.com/RobertTran04. I have a bunch of stand-up clips on there.
Cool. And then GenZ.org
is the website.
GenZ.org.
GenZed.
And then the on YouTube is GenZ Promo.
Yeah, not the other crap. I'm telling you.
Gen Z Promo if you look on YouTube by Gen Z.
Yeah. That's our channel is Gen Z.
Yeah, check it out, man. Support. Leave some positive comments on there.
I appreciate that.
I'd like to thank our live listeners as well. Thanks for stay tuned.
And so let me just say this. So this is our penultimate show being recorded here on Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. We are going to do one more show next week, October 15th. Then we're going to go off the air for a little bit and we're going to regroup and we're going to move the studio to a different location. I just want to make sure that you keep the subscriptions on iTunes active and like us on the Facebook page, Nestorius Public Radio, and just go to the Nestorius Public Radio page on Facebook and I'll post updates or whatever. But make sure that the iTunes subscription is on and active and set to automatically download new episodes. So that way when we're back up, you'll get the episodes automatically.
All right, cool.
Go ahead, Sal. Do you have any kind of dolls or anything
that you want
to promote?
Yeah, why not?
Do you want to promote some dolls?
I'm trying to promote my YouTube channel, motherfucker. Come on down to... shut up! Come on down to youtube.com/SalvadorLosAngeles. I'm approaching 2,000 subscribers on my review channel. Check me out. I'm very excited about tonight's show. I appreciate all you guys being here.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
I love it.
Great being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.